Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
I'm Hudson Hall. I'm a pole vaulter here at the HBU track team, and I have been given the amazing chance to compete well and compete well for the Lord. I've had a really rocky journey getting here to HBU, so let me break that down for you. I started really jumping in high school. I wasn't really much of a great pole vaulter, one might say, jumping around 11, 12 feet. But then my junior and then senior year, I finally started getting pretty good. It wasn't until the state meet back in 2015 where I finally jumped 15 foot and was able to go to a track or another program at another school. The school was Liberty University over in Virginia. I had a really good time there, met a lot of great people, and it was just really fun. Unfortunately, throughout my second year there, I had a very difficult time with not only school classes and trying to figure out relationships, and ultimately I broke my leg and I was unable to continue to pole vault. So to help me kind of recover from that, I knew that I had to switch schools and ultimately switch my major as well. I went down back into Texas, love Texas, went down to Texas A&M Commerce, which is a satellite school of the Texas A&M system. It is a D2 school, and I was able to jump my official personal record right now, which is 515, or those that are not metrically inclined, 1610 and a couple like half inches fractions. So I eventually jumped that, and I was able to get fourth in the nation for Division II, which is really, really awesome and a very great opportunity. As I finished out my years at Commerce, I decided that I really needed to get my master's because I was trying to find work in psychology. And psychology is one of those majors that I really do believe you need to have a master's or higher to get at least a nice job. So I decided to go for HBU. It was a Christian school, which I feel I had been lacking at my previous school. It didn't really have much of a pole vault group. So I thought, you know, they might want a pole vaulter. That might be really fun. And I met with Coach Cesar, and he has been very, very, very kind to me. So to run it all back once again, I am a pole vaulter at heart. My family are just really big into track and field. My dad was the Southwest Conference champion back in the 1980s, and he jumped 5.54, which is 18.2 and a half. So pole vaulting has been in my blood for a while. My brother was also a really good pole vaulter, and he was up at Virginia Tech, and he jumped 5.43, which is 17.10 and some change. I believe that's correct. So pole vaulting's in my blood. To bring it directly to my family currently, I just got married about 6 months ago. My wonderful wife, Jennifer Robinson, who is now Jennifer Hall. We've been together since I met her at Texas A&M Commerce. So I won't say going to Texas A&M Commerce as a bad thing, because I met the love of my life. And she has been amazing these past 6 months, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with her. I think that's a lot that I got right now.
Well, that's amazing. Wow. So tell me how you like being at HBU.
HBU has been very fun, albeit very different. I did get very far away from what the Christian kind of perspective was at Commerce. I will say I was very relaxed at Liberty, and then at Commerce, I really didn't have anyone, anyone or anywhere to go in particular. I did have a church there that I at Commerce that I really enjoyed. But here at HBU, I have really liked the atmosphere of the just the Christian perspective, the way that people think and talk. Some days I do notice there is a little bit of the outside world cracking in, but most days it is very encouraging, very fulfilling to be here. I do really enjoy it.
That's fantastic. It sounds like your coach at HBU has been a real positive influence on you. Tell me about your relationship with your coach.
Though I haven't known Coach Cesar for a very long time, I have really been able to form a deep relationship with him. He has been very, very good about trying to learn everything about the pole vault. And learning a lot about the pole vault takes a very long time. Trust me, I'm still trying to learn, and it's been about 10 years for me. And he's just been able to build our runway, get a new pit for us, a pole vault pit. And he's done so much for me in particular, and a lot of the other multi-eventers like Denim Rogers, I'm sure you've heard of.
Well, you know, we often hear people use the word family when they talk about HBU, that there's, you know, it's obviously Division I, 17 sports at HBU, but there's that personal touch. I'm sure you felt that as you've come to Houston Baptist University.
I definitely have felt it. However, since I am a graduate student, it doesn't feel as encapsulating. Right. I was on campus last semester and was able to form a lot more bonds with some people on the track team and some people outside of the track team. And that was very, very fun and honestly endearing. And I think the best place to make those relationships would be at the cafeteria, because he doesn't love to talk and eat.
Of course, you know, where would we be without food and fellowship? Hey, so Hudson, I mean, just before we let you go, I want you to explain, what's it like to be a pole vaulter? I mean, how do you reach that height? It's a unique agility. What, I mean, I'm sure your weight plays into the whole deal. I mean, can you just give us the secret sauce of being a successful pole vaulter?
So to break down pole vault is everything is a balancing act. You have to make sure that you have enough speed for the runway. You have to make sure that you have enough height when you jump off of the runway, and you have to have enough strength when you're rowing the pole in the correct fashion to make sure that you go straight up and follow the pole upward. Then there's a ton of physics and a ton of math in figuring out exactly where is the perfect spot for each and every person. Like right now, I can tell you, I figured out that I have to run from 113 feet and 6 inches to make sure I jump at 13 foot where I need to take off into the pole vault pit. There's a lot of small mechanics like that, just that come into play. But the biggest overarching thing in the pole vault is it is a very big mental game. Even in competition, you're always trying to be better than the person next to you, but better than yourself every single time that you compete. It is tremendously rewarding and one of the biggest highs I've ever felt, especially when I'm falling 15, 16 feet and seeing that the bar is still staying up and I didn't even touch it. And just hearing all the noises and the screams as you're falling in it, it's so exhilarating and fun. And I would suggest everybody to try it, but sometimes it's very, very hard to get into it.
Three questions. One is, what is your target weight to be a really optimum in pole vault?
Target weight?
Yeah, for you.
So I'm sitting right about 177. I would say anywhere in the range of 175 to 185 for me is pretty good. I'm about 6'3". So having that kind of height and weight balance there with each pole is a, I find that to be a really good balance.
And then what, how fast are you actually running before liftoff?
I don't know the exact like speed, but it is pretty much a full out sprint.
Yeah.
I do remember watching a video back in the day or hearing about this, a really good pole vaulter who held the record for about 30 years. He was a Ukrainian pole vaulter named Sergei Bubka. A lot of stuff is named after him. He's very prominent in the pole vault world. But I do remember that someone said he was running, I believe, about 10 meters a second with his pole vault pole and eventually planting it. So that's very, very fast.
That's amazing. So you're getting your master's degree at HBU. What is the future vocational plan now that you are graced with this wonderful wife and obviously a great Christian worldview in the area of psychology?
So I unlike a lot of other psych majors, I want to delve more into the research side, not necessarily the clinical side. And clinical side is what you hear a lot more of, like diagnosing people and figuring sure. out their problems. I mainly want to figure out where people are on a graph of, say, 100 people or a sample of 100 people and pinpoint their location on how they're feeling or what specific thing they have that sets them apart from others, whether it be like their intellectual quotient, their IQ, something like that. I would like to go somewhere corporately just to, I believe that would be a little bit more of a safer field to go into. And I do like more safe things, as bonkers as it sounds coming from a pole vaulter. I do have some sanity at least.
You know, it's interesting, but a number of athletes, regardless of the sport, have zeroed in on what you just referenced, that it's in the mind, you know, it's how you think. Any of your final thoughts about how the mental strength plays into physical strength, physical agility to get over the bar?
Having the belief to know that you can do something is what can make or break the pole vault. There are really not a lot of things outside of the mental capacity that you have that can deter one from actually pole vaulting. I mean, of course, there are some physical limitations, but as long as you have a clear and concise mindset on it, I think you can honestly do wonders. I'm slowly figuring out as I keep progressing that I can keep being hungry and keep wanting more and jumping higher. Recently, I got a new PR from a personal record from a shorter approach than what I normally run from, which is absolutely insane because I did not think that was possible. So now the sky's the limit. Just as literally as you can take that, the sky is the limit. And don't let mere mental distractions get you down. You can do anything that you set your mind to.
I couldn't agree more. We've been talking to Hudson Hall. He's a pole vaulter at Husky Track and Field Team from Portland, Texas. Hudson was successful at Division II Texas A&M Commerce before transferring to HBU in 2019 and 20. In his first meet for HBU, Hudson set a new program record. Hudson earned a silver medal at the Southland Conference Indoor Championship. Additionally, Hudson was named to the Southland Conference Commissioner's Honor Roll. It's a real thrill to have you at HBU, Hudson, It's great to meet you, and we're excited to see what's going to take place in your life in the days ahead.
Thank you so much, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you for being with us, okay?
Of course.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.